Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Hi, Shanta. You got a lovely voice.
Thank you.
I don't mean to be ugly or anything like that, but
you're good.
I took your survey, and I won one of those iPads.
Mm-hmm.
It said for a dollar.
Okay.
It charged my credit card $49.
Let me take a look and see exactly what I'm working with here. May I start off by getting your zip code?
31008.
And your name, please? Your name, please?
Peggy Cleveland.
Okay.
I just can't afford that much. That's why I haven't gotten one.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Let me take a look. And that's Cleveland, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you processed any payments yet, Ms. Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said you $49.99. Okay. Okay. Let me see. Cause I wasn't pulling up anything with just that last name. Okay.
And their line was busy, and I called you, and your line was busy, and I was
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's because it's the holiday. It shouldn't be because I know we're here. We're here 24 hours. and your first name again?
Peggy.
P-E-G-G-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember, and I know you said it was 49. I'm trying to see exactly, because I'm not pulling up anything in our system. And I've tried just your first name. I tried just the last name. Tried the phone number ending in 3788 that you're calling in under. But I'm not. Pulling. Okay, hold on.
There was two or three of them on my phone, my cell phone, and I called the middle one. I don't know which one it was.
Yes, I am, Ms. Cleveland. All right, so on your statement where you saw the $49.99 charge,
I just called it in about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, you just placed the order about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
My credit card called me and asked me if I wanted to pay $49 to AT&T, and I said no. I just paid $162 for my phone, home phone.
Oof.
I really can't afford it right now. I don't want to get in a financial jam.
I understand.
I had knee surgery.
And can you give me that zip code one more time, please, Ms. Cleveland?
31008.
31008, okay. All right, hold for me one brief moment, okay? Thank you.
It could be on my cell phone number.
I am. What's that cell phone number?
404-408-2498.
Okay, I have to try that.
It's been 30 minutes since I...
I don't see anything
like
that. But I'm still checking that one. But sometimes the numbers get crossed, so I'm just trying to make sure I try all avenues first.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Do you ever watch any soap operas?
Why is he still over there?
Okay, Ms. Cleveland, I'm still here. Give me one more brief moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
I'm actually reaching out to my supervisor just then to see if there's something that she can see, but if we're not finding anything with Cleveland in our system.
No, I'm in there because I took two surveys.
Yeah. Just try first name. No.
Can you keep looking for it and call me back?
Yeah, only thing is just, all right, so my supervisor just messaged me because I have her searching too, and she asked, do you have access to your bank statement? Because I know you said that it was on there, but you was,
no,
I don't
know, it didn't come out of the bank yet.
It ain't came out the bank yet?
No. I just ordered it 30 minutes ago.
Because I'm wondering, is that why we're not able to find the system? Because maybe your bank may have blocked it, so it never really processed through. Cause I know we do service over 100 different online-type products, and I had her going through her system to see anything, but she was referencing that zip code with the last name of Peggy and then that zip code with the last name of Cleveland, but there's nothing that's appearing in the system.
Can that be?
Yeah. So what she was saying, maybe it didn't go through. Is that, I know with it being President's Day, somewhat
it
of a...
Because it said it did. I called my credit card people back and asked them, did it go through? And they said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to cancel it. And they said, okay.
Yeah, now did they give you this number to reach out for cancellation?
No, I got it on the... survey.
Okay. Because that could just be with the survey, that number that you're, because we do surveys here as well, but we're not seeing a $49 charge. So it looks like it could be partnered with someone else and we're not showing the $49 charge. That could be a possibility.
It was from AT&T.
Yeah. Because we're not AT&T. Let me see here.
Please find it. Yeah. Well, if I get it, I can send it back, right?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm just not able to speak on something I'm not familiar with here. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to try this again.
iPad.
And it was, you said it was for an iPad, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And I just got home from the hospital, I have a broken leg. I had my leg redone, my knee replaced, and I wasn't thinking it was going to be that much. I can't afford it. My credit card will blow me up.
And you did say that zip code is 31008.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and could it be any other last name besides Cleveland?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think I got my state in there, but it shouldn't matter with the...
Yeah, the zip code should actually pull up anything in that area.
It was right at 1:30 that I ordered it.
Okay, so not even 30 minutes.
No, not 2 minutes. Oh, please, please find it.
You know, around the time, as you did today, because what I'm thinking is that may have started off as something else, and then it reoccurred to that $49 charge that you're speaking of. It's just that I'm not able to go off of anything. Cause
it was a dollar.
Start off as a dollar? Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not putting up anything. I can get you over to my supervisor to see if there's something more that she can do. But she did mention to me that the only thing that we can pretty much assist with is if you know, maybe speak with your banking to see if there's another number that they can give you or they can do another search. But we don't have anything in our system at all with your name or zip code matching.
Okay, would it show up that quick?
Yeah, any orders, even if it's pending, it will appear when it's processed. So that went to my first statement when I was thinking that maybe it didn't go through where the bank said what it attempted, but then the bank rejected it. But then with it being President's Day, it could show that it's pending, but it never really actually came through on our end.
Is this a holiday?
Yeah, President's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can call my bank in the morning.
Yeah. Were you able to reach your bank today? Some banks are open.
I didn't try.
Oh, okay. Okay.
American Express.
Oh, well, yeah. The credit card, they may be open today because I know with it being President's Day, certain banks, like banks are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can see possibly because I've had my supervisor check in and I was checking and we just could not come, we couldn't locate anything.
If you come up with anything, please call me back.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Cleveland. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, because I got the number you're calling in on because I don't like to give up. Never been a quitter, so yes, ma'am.
Well, I appreciate it, hon. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Cleveland. And yeah, then just give your bank a call as well and see. Well, your credit card, I keep saying bank, I'm sorry. Your credit card company and just seeing if there's something else or if they blocked it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome again, Ms. Cleveland, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.